And I'll finish. I see we're running out of time again. But even so, even as we turn away from the voice of, you know, from the master's voice, the official media voices, pundit, political analysis given to us, it's not, even so, it's not that simple. For hidden power exists, both in the sense that the power guys plan and have a vision, and in the sense that we reproduce it, which is obvious. You know, the 10,000 guys who are moving their vision towards completion are not the ones who are actually doing the heavy lifting, right? That's us. We're doing this in the absence of our trusting what we want, what our bodies want. So not just in the sense that they have a vision, act clandestine, that they plan, but in the sense that we reproduce it, that it's in us. So even if the relations of the interstate system are abrogated by our working together across continents, the fact that our having been designed by power, let alone what that custom mutilation of our humanness means more precisely, has yet to be confronted, would cycle us inevitably back into their clutches, because we haven't created our own language. We haven't redefined and claimed our own terms. Because while it is true that if we were to abolish, by working together globally, abolish the interstate system, even assuming we shared a common vision of the world we want, we are not being given any guidance for how to do this. And so, in the case of our good threes analysis, their firm footing slips into magical thinking. Because we are not forming class as we come together to shape our freedom vision. We are dissolving it and reforming our humanness. Class forming process is not our language. Rather, in the language of our earth allegiance, the process they're describing means coming to agreement globally to fight to get our own back, to set our sights on freedom. We are going through this process of reestablishing our terms. We were conned into relinquishing the global scope, conned into letting go the vantage of the whole. But now we know that we need our worldview of what it means to struggle to achieve a transformation of society in order to meet the moral challenge of the moment. And as always, thank you for listening, and I love you. Until next week, peace.